Welcome back. Today we're building a proper jungle DJ tool siren. Wide, moving, and nasty in a good way. The Heatwave Dub Siren Widena. And the rule is simple. Stock devices only, Ableton Live 12 only. No third-party widening tricks, no external siren samples, just clean sound design and smart stereo control so it hits in a club. But it still survives mono. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'm going to assume you already know how to drop devices in a chain, map macros, and record some MIDI. What we're focusing on is the sound and the performance behavior, something you can stab on the offbeat, throw into a transition, or ride in a breakdown like you're working a mixer and an effects send. Let's set the stage first. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. I'll sit at 174, because it's a sweet spot for old-school energy without feeling rushed. Create a new MIDI track and name it Siren Heatwave. Drop an instrument rack on it, then put operator inside the rack. This rack is going to become your reusable DJ tool. Now we build the voice, the actual siren tone. In operator, choose an algorithm where oscillator A modulates oscillator B and B goes to the output, so A into B into out. If you're thinking, why not just one oscillator? You can do that, but this little FM setup is how we get that classic bite and urgency without needing distortion right away. Set oscillator B as your carrier. Keep it simple. Start with sine, level at 0 dB. If you want more mid-range to cut through breaks later, triangle is also a good move, but start on sine so you can hear what the processing is doing. Oscillator A is your modulator. Set it to sine as well. Bring the level down to about minus 12 dB as a starting point. You're listening for edge, not full-on alien laser. In jungle, the siren needs to feel functional and musical, not like a novelty sound. Now the movement. The pitch wobble. Turn on operator's LFO and route it to pitch. Set the amount somewhere around 15 to 35, depending on how dramatic you want the sweep. Rate. Sync it. Try 1/4 for that classic, authoritative sweep. If you want it more frantic and ravey, go to 1/8. Keep the LFO shape on sine for smooth motion. Triangle is cool if you want it to feel a bit more mechanical, like a hand-cranked warning siren. Now shape the amp envelope so it behaves like a siren burst, not a static synth note. Set attack to something small like 5 to 20 milliseconds. That's your anti-click insurance. Set decay somewhere around 400 to 900 milliseconds. Pull sustain down to minus infinity, or very low, so the note naturally drops away unless you hold it. Then give release 200 to 600 milliseconds so it lets go smoothly and doesn't chop off the vibe. At this point, play a few notes. You want it to feel like you can do short stabs that still have character, and longer holds that don't feel boring. If it's too plain, don't panic. The next devices are where it becomes the thing. Now we add dub-style tone shaping, like you're riding a mixer filter. Drop auto filter after operator. Set it to a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Start the cutoff around 1.2 to 3 kHz. Add resonance, but don't go crazy yet. 20 to 40% is a good zone. Add a little drive, like 3 to 8 dB, to thicken it up and give it that sound system grit. Now add movement on the filter itself. Turn on auto filter's LFO. Keep the amount modest, 10 to 25%. Sync the rate to 1/8 for rolling motion, or 1/4 if you wanted to breathe slower. The whole goal is hands on the filter energy, without you having to automate every bar. Quick teacher note, this is where a lot of people accidentally make the siren feel seasick. If your pitch sweep already moves, and your filter is moving too, keep both movements subtle. You want motion, not wobble soup. Next, stereo width. This is the heart of the lesson, and also where people ruin their sirens. The DNB rule, keep the core stable, widen the character. In other words, the note and the punch should still feel centered, but the sheen, shimmer, and space can go wide. First, add utility after auto filter. Set width to about 120 to 150%. Then turn on bass mono. Set the bass mono frequency somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. This is your club translation insurance, because the second you start widening, anything low and wide becomes the first thing to disappear in mono, or worse, it turns into a weak hollow facey mess. Now add chorus ensemble after utility. This is the heat shimmer. Set it to chorus mode. Rate. Slow. Something like 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Depth or amount around 20 to 40%. Keep the mix conservative, 15 to 35%. If the device gives you a high pass or tone control, aim to keep the lows cleaner. Think 200 to 400 Hz as a general boundary. And here's a big coaching tip. If you check mono and the siren collapses, don't immediately pull down utility width. First, reduce the chorus mix. Chorus is often where the cool wide part lives, and it's also where mono compatibility goes to die. Get the chorus behaving first. Then add width back if you still want more. Alright, now we make it feel like it's living in a warehouse. Classic dub space, tempo locked, controllable. Add echo next. Set the time to 1/8 for a clean bounce, or 3/16 for that super jungle, rolling, slightly off-kilter feel. 3/16 is a cheat code for the sounds like the 90s. Set feedback around 25-45%. Filter the repeats inside echo. Low cut around 200-500 Hz. High cut around 4-8 kHz. The goal is to stop the delays from fighting your hats and snare, and stop low buildup from muddying the track. Add just a touch of modulation if you want movement, but keep it light. Then set dry/wet around 10-25% for a default in the mix vibe, because later we'll macro this for throws. After echo, add reverb. Set size around 40-70%. Decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10-25 milliseconds so the dry siren still speaks before the space blooms. Low cut 250-500 Hz, high cut 6-10 kHz. Dry/wet around 8-18% to start. And another teacher note. If your reverb is too bright, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like trance. Jungle space is usually controlled, filtered, and kind of dirty around the edges, not sparkly and pristine. Now we turn this chain into a performance tool with macros. This is where it stops being a sound and becomes an instrument you can DJ with. Open the instrument rack's macro controls and start mapping. Macro 1 is siren rate. Map it to operator LFO rate. Don't give yourself the entire universe of rates. A playable range is the sound. Aim for something like 1/2 down to 1/16 synced. That's enough to go from slow warning sweep to frantic rave tension, without getting into unusable territory. Macro 2 is pitch depth. Map operator LFO pitch amount. Something like 10 to 50 is a good range. Macro 3 is filter. Map auto filter frequency. Set a practical range, maybe 300 Hz up to 6 kHz. This gives you underwater siren to open and screaming. Macro 4 is rezo or scream. Map auto filter resonance, maybe 10 to 60%. And be honest with yourself. If you always push it too far, cap the range lower. This is a DJ tool. It should be safe to grab mid-set. Macro 5 is width. Map utility width from 100 to 170%. Macro 6 is heat, meaning chorus mix. Map 0 to 45%. Macro 7 is dub echo. Map echo dry/wet, maybe 0 to 45%. Macro 8 is space, the reverb dry/wet, maybe 0 to 35%. Now, two workflow habits that make this feel professional. First, don't keep echo and reverb high during the drop. That's how you smear the break and mask the snare crack. Instead, use throws. A throw is when you hit the siren, crank echo or reverb just for that moment, then snap it right back down so the next downbeat is clean. Second, macro ranges are half the sound. If you map everything from minimum to maximum, you'll spend your life trying not to break it. Build safe windows where 0 to 30% is your drop zone, and the wilder stuff lives at the top for transitions only. Now let's talk arrangement, because sirens are only cool if they land in the pocket. In an intro, use sparse hits every two bars. While the drums are still teasing, slowly open the filter macro over 8 or 16 bars. It sounds like the system warming up. In the pre-drop, the last four bars, start increasing siren rate and pitch depth. Make it feel like pressure building. Then kill it on the drop. Silence is part of the impact. For mid-drop fills, every 16 bars is a classic. Do a one-bar siren stab, then do an echo throw at the end of that bar. The key is snapping the echo back down immediately after the hit, so the tail floats, but the next phrase stays punchy. In breakdowns, hold a longer note, slowly open the filter, and gently automate width up near the end. Then outside the speaker's lift is a crowd mover, when it's not overused. And for transitions, do this. Last beat of a phrase, siren hit, big reverb, then cut into the next section. It's a signpost, like saying we're flipping the page. Now, common mistakes to avoid, because they come up every single time. Mistake 1. Too wide in the low end. If your siren loses power in mono, your widening is touching fundamentals. Bass mono helps, but also consider high-passing the siren itself or doing a gentle low-shelf dip so it doesn't fight your sub and res. Mistake 2. Resonance too high and too loud. Resonance creates peaks. Peaks will fight your break and hats. Cap your resonance macro and keep an eye on level. Mistake 3. Too much echo and reverb all the time. It sounds big soloed and then in a mix it turns to fog. Throws, not constant wetness. Mistake 4. Pitch modulation too extreme. Then it goes cartoon. Jungle sirens are hype, but they're still functional. Think rave signal, not comedy wobble. Let's add a couple pro-level upgrades from a coach perspective, still stock only. If your throws feel inconsistent between short stabs and long holds, put a glue compressor before echo. Gentle settings, ratio around 1.5 to 2 to 1. Slower attack, auto release, and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. That keeps the input level to echo more stable, so your throw behaves predictably. This is a huge, why does mine not sound controlled? Fix for club safe whiten in reality checks. Drop a utility on your master and map the mono button to a key. When you're designing, tap mono on and off quickly. If the siren collapses, reduce chorus mix first, then adjust width. If you want M/S width on demand without destabilizing the center, do a rack and rock trick. After your instrument chain, add an audio effect rack. Make two chains, one called MID and one called side. On the MID chain, set utility width to 0% so it's mono only. On the side chain, set utility widths to 200%, pull the gain down a bit, and put chorus ensemble only on the side chain. Then map a macro to the side chain volume. Now you can bring in outside the speaker's energy without messing with the core note.